We're on day 14 inside on the sitting, and outside is day 21 where the protest is happening outside the doors of Board Bay HQ. Once we leave, we don't get in again, so we have no access to get back in. So we're under security here. There's security man in the doors and our area where we're sleeping. So it's complete, the building's in complete lockdown. It's just us and security here. And no going out till Larry goes. So
the government there, we had word today, they say that they won't be seeking Larry Murren's resignation from the chair of Board BIA. Does that deter the sitting in any way, or
absolutely
just...
not? Because it's still the same point that we come in here on 2 weeks ago. That when we walked in here, we said we won't leave it till Larry was leaving, because he's destroying the reputation of Board BIA. So he's wearing two hats at the table, and Don Farm Foods is gaining from it. So,
and what do you say? There'll be people saying, you know, that Larry Murren doesn't have personal, you know, responsibility of saying what the Don Farm Foods imports directly. You know, as much as he oversees the business, the day-to-day things isn't necessarily on him. What would be your response to that?
Well, definitely not, because it's the chairman. He may run a good business and a brave businessman, but he's not fit for the chairman of Board BIA. His business, Don Farm Foods, is imported Brazilian beef, and they've given us a 1% of what? Nobody knows 1%, but he said he's imported 1% of Brazilian beef, and he's also imported 16,000 tons of chicken. So that's the equivalent of 40 million. He's imported 25 to Ireland. So the process inside of Don's Foods, they're not quality assured at all. And yeah, over 10 years. So then if the farmer was quality assured, he'd be sitting up as chairman. But if a farmer wasn't quality assured, he wouldn't be allowed to sit on that. So I can't figure out how they allow Larry to sit up not quality assured, but directing everybody else to do this great work.
Now, last weekend, or the weekend before last, I should say, that your first weekend within the sit-in, there was great concerns raised about the food supplies that you've had and having access to the IFA to leave in meals for you. So what was the situation this weekend gone by?
No, everything was fine. Last weekend, they stopped all food intake. So we were getting food delivered to the door from IFA, and all they were doing was, suppose, opening the door and allowing it in, but they stopped all that last Friday at 2:30 was the last food we got in, and it was 10:30 then Saturday night before we got a bite to eat. And the government had to intervene there to put pressures on Board BIA staff to allow the food in. They couldn't stop us having food, but they did do that. Everything, we were down to 2 days. They drop in food twice a day now, IFA. So we're managing that fine.
And I suppose just finally, Christine, is there any other kind of compromise that could be reached that will end the sit-in, or does it need to be that the chair of Board BIA, Larry Murren, needs to leave his role?
Yeah, it's more than a farmer point of view here, because it's a consumer's. There was a recall in November of meat that was imported to Ireland, and it was contaminated. Now, they've done a recall on it, but the Joint Horactus Committee confirmed that that was more than likely consumed, because they never got anything back. And that meats was all, there were antibiotics, hormones, everything that's in it. That Brazil has no way of tracing or any traceability with anything at all. The animals isn't tagged for the first 10 months. And that's the concerns. So no matter what, Larry definitely can't sit on the board as a chairman.
And of course, that sort of quality of beef is something that Irish farmers really do pride themselves in.
Absolutely. It's the best in the world.